I'd like to call to order the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting for March 11th, 2025, 4:00 p.m. Item number two, notification of Open Meetings Act, and it's posted on the back, on the right-hand side wall. Item number three, quorum call.
Fowler?
Here.
Urban?
Here.
Storm?
Here.
Caesar?
Here.
And Chairman?
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Urban?
Here.
Storm?
Here.
Caesar?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication meeting notice, and that will become part of the permanent record. Item number six, Beltline Trail Phase Four Construction Bids. Eric Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. The second page is an overall map for the Beltline Trail set of projects. Project number four, listed right there in the circled number, stretches from the northeast corner of Adams Park along the existing asphalt trail on John A. Creighton Boulevard up to previously contributed Phase One, right by Druid Hill Elementary School, so closing the gap between Phase One and Two. The next page has a more detailed map showing the specific location of this project. There you go. It's on the west side. There's a couple street crossings, a couple driveway crossings. Those will all be repaired and upgraded. Again, there's an existing about 8-foot asphalt trail that was constructed in about 1980, and it's in need of upgrade. The City of Omaha has already upgraded the trail from John A. Creighton Boulevard through Adams Park, as well as on Paxton Boulevard, kind of wrapping up and around to the north. So this is the last piece that will be constructed in this area. And we sent this project out for bid in January, received a total of 8 bids. One bid was determined to be non-compliant or non-responsive. So there were 7 bids that were reviewed. The engineer for the project, Earhart Griffin, reviewed the bids, and there were some calculation updates that were made after the bids were submitted based on some kind of mathematical errors that were included in the bid forms. Nothing substantive to any of the bids themselves, but those corrections did need to be applied to bids. And the complete set of bid forms from each of the bidders is attached at the back. But in the memo, there is a summary of the 7 bids and the total bid amount after the updates and verification from EGA was applied. The lowest bid was from Spencer Management at $471,500.70. And the recommendation is to award this contract to Spencer Management in that amount. The timeline would be to begin construction. There's not substantial tree clearing or anything like that, so if we award construction now, they'll begin when the weather is warm and the ground is suitable for excavation and then concrete work. And the substantial completion is anticipated by October 2025, so that would be another project that we'll be completing this construction season, ready and available for public use by the end of this year. Glad to answer any questions about this project and how it works into the overall set of Beltline Trail projects.
Thanks, Eric. We can have a motion on
the side.
Second.
A motion and a second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Storm?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number seven, contract amendment number 6 with HDR for WP4 project. Lloyd?
The WP4 project is located in Gretna at approximately 204th and Schramm. We began construction in March of 2023. The original construction completion date was supposed to be September 1st of 2024. We did not make that date. We revised this contract as well as the construction contract to November 20th of 2024, and our contractor still was not able to complete the work by that date. So we are back with another contract amendment with HDR to provide resident project representative services, which is construction oversight services, for an anticipated 10 weeks. At a part-time rate to complete the project this spring. So the total The total amount of the contract amendment is $118,026, which brings the total contract to $3,995,052, which that seems like a high number, but there are other items in this contract that were completed for other dam sites. So not all of that was specifically for WP4. And some at least some of the cost will be covered by General Excavating, our contractor on this project. With that, I can answer any questions.
Thanks, Lori. We can have a motion on this item.
So moved.
A motion?
Second.
A second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
So I missed the last part. You said that part of the reason it's so high is because...
So the preliminary design contract was for both, for all of, was for three structures, right. WP4, Dam Site 12, and Dam Site 19. So there was about $600,000 to $700,000 for each project for preliminary design in this one contract. So it's not all WP4.
Okay. The overrun is of time is due to the contractor running into weather? Or you gave them an extension for that?
We gave them an extension, and they still did not meet the deadline. There's some weather-related delays, but there were other delays as well that were the fault of the contractor.
And is the 10 weeks going to be enough to finish?
So they have given us an estimate of 6 weeks right now, so we're padding that a little bit. Hopefully,
okay.
We don't need this full amount.
Okay.
But we really don't want to come back with another contract amendment
either. Did liquidated damages run through the winter?
No. No, we stopped work in December, so there has not been anything going on at the site since then. We did a hard stop once we knew that it was not going to be finished in a reasonable amount of time. And so we have, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks after that December 20th date, and then once we start construction again, they'll start.
And they start again when? I'm sorry?
We don't know that date yet.
We haven't told them?
Well, it's kind of dependent on weather right now, because most of the work that needs to be done is subgrade preparation for trail,
okay,
and paving.
So liquidated damages don't cover the overrun in engineering costs, and that schedule is set by whom? Did we provide the schedule, or the engineer?
The schedule for construction, we rely on the contractor to provide those.
We set up that we scheduled to start in March and finish in September 24.
Oh, yes, we set that up.
We set that.
That was
okay.
Our 500 calendar days was the original contract time.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
Approximately how much, percentage-wise, would you estimate the overrun to be covered by the liquidated damages?
Probably about at least 80%, okay, if not more.
Roll call.
Teaser?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Storr?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number 8, final design contract with HDR for DS-12 project. Lori?
Yeah, so this is another of the Papio Reservoir structures. This will be located at approximately 216th Street and Fort Street in northwest Omaha. This was one of the three projects identified by the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership as a priority structure from the term of 2025 to 2029. We are beginning, proposing to begin final design on this yet this spring. So we did a couple of things here. We have the final design contract amount with HDR, who did the preliminary design, and we show that at $844,999. And we're requesting a waiver of the purchasing policy simply to start a new contract, because as you can see that we're at amendment 6 on the original, preliminary design contract. This is getting very hard to track through our system, and I'm sure HDR's as well. as to which amendments go to which structure. So we wanted to kind of start with a clean slate for final design. So this contract will take us all the way through bidding services. So we'll bid the project. We will have at least one more amendment to add on the construction observation services in the future. And then also included in this was the preparation of the Water Sustainability Fund application. So the recommendation is that the professional services purchasing policy be waived and a new contract issued to HDR for an amount not to exceed $844,999. I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Lori. We can have a motion on this item.
Motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Aye. Item number 9, design agreement between U.S. Department of the Army and Capuan ID for the DS-19 project. Lori?
Yeah, so Dam Site 19 is yet another structure within the Papillion Creek Watershed Management Plan. This was included in a report that was done by the Army Corps of Engineers when they came back to restudy the Papillion Creek watershed. The original report was released in 1967. A few dams were constructed by the Corps at that time. The NRD since then has now taken over kind of that plan and started to construct more of those structures. And at this point, I believe it was 2019 when we started working with the Corps again to reevaluate that plan and see if we could get some federal funding for some of those structures. Dam Site 19 was identified as meeting all of the requirements for federal investment. And so that will be the first structure that they start to work on. So we had the preliminary design completed in 2018 by HDR, and they'll take that design and complete it. This is a 35% cost share requirement from the NRD for these design services. The total amount of the contract is estimated to be $2,461,000. And so our contribution will be $861,538. And that is over the course of 3 years. It's not a lump sum. In the district, we have begun acquiring land rights for this project, which is our responsibility solely. And we will continue to work on that as we work with the Corps. The WERDA Act of 2024 did appropriate the design funds, but not construction, so that'll have to be another congressional appropriation, and we don't know when that is going to happen yet. But we are recommending approval of the design agreement so we can begin that work with the Corps of Engineers over the next 3 years.
Thank you very much. We can have a motion on this item.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Urban?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Item number 10, interlocal agreement with SID 347 for WP2 trail connection. Ian?
Good afternoon, everyone. So this is an interlocal agreement with SID 347 for a trail connection to WP2. Just for reference, WP2 is one of the reservoir projects that's currently under construction. We started construction in November of 2023. It's proceeded according to schedule, and we're looking at completion this May, just in a couple of months here. So the design of WP2 did include a trail around the reservoir. It's about a 1.2-mile loop, but no connections were included at the time. Those areas are still sort of developing. But SID 347, over the past couple of months, has approached NRD staff and coordinated with us on a planned trail connection from their neighborhood, the Mirabelle subdivision, or SID 347, connecting to the loop around WP2. And to give you kind of reference of what this looks like, first we'll jump to the first exhibit I attached here. We should go to page 3 here, I think. So this is a sheet from WP2, just to give you an idea of the trail layout here. So here we go, I got the control of the cursor. That dark gray line, that's the trail that runs around the lake. This right here is the main embankment. And then I wanted to point out the auxiliary spillway right here, the emergency spillway that would flow in a high water event, and then the training dike that helps direct that flow, since those will be good landmarks for how this trail is going to connect. So if we jump to the next page, this is a sheet from the SID's planned trail connection. So apologies, the dam footprint's not on there, make it a little easier, but I can kind of point out what's going on here. The trail connection would come through the outlet of the SID here, coming south. It would come downstream as far as it can from the auxiliary spillway. There's this little switchback right here, and then right here it trails up that training dike and connects to the main trail that goes around the lake right here. So the reason I want to point that out is it is close to some important operational features for the reservoir. So this has been reviewed by NRD staff. It's been reviewed by our consultant, the City of Gretna, and the Department of Dam Safety. So there's been a lot of eyes on this one. That being said, the trail is finalized. It's ready to go. It's a total of 13,601 square feet. Of that, approximately 9,620 square feet are going to be privately funded by the developer, and that's to offset the City of Gretna park fees. And the SID is interested in cost sharing the remainder, 3,981 square feet in the associated grading with the NRD. We do have a program for cost share of trails. We offer a 50-50 cost share through our Trails Assistance Program. It's actually accepting applications right now, and a recommendation from that program will come in a future meeting. But any program or project recommendations through that program would be subject to FY26 funding next fiscal year. And we'd like to move this one forward a little bit quicker for a couple of reasons. The first is that SID 347 is interested in utilizing Valley, who is our contractor for WP2. That would save them on having someone else mobilize in. That would also be cost savings for the district were we to cost share on this in the future as opposed to right now. We could also save on that cost. Valley has also agreed to utilize the WP2 bid prices, which are from November 2023. So once again, some cost saving there as opposed to looking at a bid at some later date. And then lastly, Valley is going to be working on the WP2 trail around the lake this month. And so we would really like to see this connection be built concurrently with that trail, be a more efficient way to see it go in. We'd have less disturbance of the project instead of building our trail around the lake and then coming back in some months later and building this connection on that portion of the project. We could do it all in once. And because it is by some of those sensitive areas, the auxiliary spillway and up that training dike, we would like to have our engineering consultant have some oversight during the construction process just to make sure there are no issues with that. And so we see this as kind of a net benefit, both the SID and the district, to have this done at this stage. So we're offering them the same cost share that we would through the Trails Assistance Program. We would just like to seek that through a separate interlocal at this point. It would be a 50-50 cost share for that public portion of the trail or for the non-privately funded portion. And so what that comes out to is the total trail cost would be $156,838. Of that, $121,037.50 would be funded by the SID/developer, and then the NRD responsibility would be $35,800.50, so just about 20% of the total trail cost, all said and done. The mechanism for having this done is we would include it in a change order in our contract for WP2, since we're utilizing WP2 bid prices and WP2 contractor, and then we would be reimbursed by the SID, and that's all detailed in the interlocal. And then as far as operation and maintenance goes, we would operate and maintain the portion of the trail on our property, and the SID would do the same. So I hope that's a good overview of what we're containing here in this interlocal, but I'm happy to answer any questions on the connection or the project. And that's all I have for you.
Thanks, Ian. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
We need to make a motion.
Need a motion.
We didn't give a motion yet. I move adoption.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
Anyone from the directors got any questions on it?
Only question I would have would be at snow removal, for example, who does the whole thing?
Yeah, so we would handle the portion on our property. About 60% of the trail falls on our property, and then 40% is on the SID. It'd be the same as the rest of the trail, snow removal for the remainder of the trail, as long as we operate and maintain the site until it passes over to the city of Gretna.
Thank you.
Yes.
Roll call.
Storm?
Yes.
Kizer?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. Nick, please my report.
We'll call the FEL Subcommittee meeting at 4:20 PM. With that notification, Open Meeting Act is posted in the room of the meeting room. Item three, form call.
Adams?
Here.
Bradley?
Here.
Urban?
Here.
And Chairman?
Here. Adoption agenda.
So moved.
Roll call.
Who's the second?
Second.
Bradley?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Item five, proof of publication of meeting notice. I have it before me. Item six, private levy cost share agreement between the FAP UNRD and Michael McAvoy for Lake Platteview Lot 2. And I would make a motion that we go into executive session and discuss it for some legal issues.
Second.
Land acquisition.
And land acquisition.
Second.
Item 4:21, Urban?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
What'd you say then?
We have a motion to come out.
Yeah.
Which is double layer.
It's kind of what I was thinking about.
It's not a good option.
Yes.
Evidently, you're not a mechanic, are you, Brad? Don't know how to open the door yet. We need a motion to go out of executive session. Go back into regular.
I make a motion that we move, come out of executive session.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. What is your pleasure? Should we have somebody would make a motion that we accept management recommendation?
I'll make a motion that we move with staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any further conversation or comments from the directors? Anybody in the audience? I don't see a whole lot.
Everybody left.
Hearing and seeing none, roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Urban?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes our agenda. We stand adjourned.
4:45.